The practice of telemedicine became more common during pandemic lockdowns. Doctors can do a video visit, prescribe medications, and even mail pills to other states. Since 2022, when many states banned abortion, some patients in those states have used telemedicine to get abortion medications through the mail. But as WWNO's Rosemary Westwood explains, that practice has come under threat after a doctor was indicted for mailing abortion pills to Louisiana.
In January, Dr. Margaret Carpenter of New York State was criminally charged with prescribing abortion medications and sending them to a patient in Louisiana, where abortion is illegal in most cases. So far, New York officials are refusing to extradite the doctor to Louisiana, but the news sparked fear among others who do similar work. Dr. Angel Foster is the co-founder of the Massachusetts Medication Abortion Access Project, which mails the pills to states with abortion bans.
This is really disappointing. It's scary. It's frustrating.
Dr. Kohar Dersimonian is the medical director for a network of clinics in Maine that provide abortions. Those clinics don't send pills across state lines, but do provide abortions for patients who travel to Maine.
It just hit home that this is real. Like this could happen to anybody at any time now, which is scary.
To protect their doctors, New York, Maine, Massachusetts, and five other states have passed laws that block extradition in such cases. The indictment of Dr. Carpenter will be the first test of these shield laws. Foster says doctors have been anticipating a case like this one.
It was unclear when those tests would come and would it be against an individual provider or a practice or organization, and we're starting to see some of this play out.
Telemedicine is now playing a critical role in abortion access. In states with bans on abortion, more than 7,000 people a month are ending their pregnancies using pills they receive in the mail from states with shield laws. That's according to the Society of Family Planning, a group that supports abortion access. And demand is growing. Last year, the Massachusetts Medication Abortion Access Project mailed pills to nearly 500 patients a month. Now, they're shipping to 3,000 a month. Foster says the indictment will not stop them.
It has not changed our practice. It has not changed our intention to continue to practice.
Foster has four doctors on staff and is hiring a fifth. She says they've created an organizational structure to spread out the liability.
The person who orders the pills is different than the person who prescribes the pills, is different from the person who ships the pills.
These doctors may be protected from prosecution by their state's own shield laws, but if they travel outside their home state, they lose that protection. Julie F.K. is a human rights lawyer who helps doctors open telemedicine abortion practices. She says the doctors know there are some parts of the country where they simply can't go.
There's really a commitment not to visit those banned and restricted states. We didn't have anybody going to the Super Bowl or Mardi Gras or anything like that. And I've talked to doctors where it's not a good fit because they have an elderly parent in Florida or a college student somewhere or family in the South.
If the New York doctor is convicted, she could face up to 5 years in prison. Liz Merle is Louisiana's attorney general. Speaking to Fox 8 News in New Orleans, she criticized New York for refusing to extradite the doctor.
It is not any different than if she had sent fentanyl here. It's really not. She sent drugs that are illegal to send into our state.
Dr. Samantha Glass works in New York. She thinks some doctors will stop mailing pills because of the increased scrutiny and fear. But Glass believes abortion should be as accessible as any other health care, and she's planning on joining a New York practice that sends pills across state lines.
Someone has to do it, so why wouldn't it be me? I just think, you know, access to this care is such a life-saving thing for so many people that I just couldn't turn my back on it.
New York shield law has protected the doctor so far, but legal experts say if Louisiana is determined, they could take their fight to federal court. For NPR News, I'm Rosemary Westwood in New Orleans.